This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:44. It's been about a year since businesses abruptly shut down to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Many had to close permanently. The owners of businesses that have survived say the pandemic has forever changed their approach. WHYY's Miles Bryan spoke with three business owners in Philadelphia about what they lost during the pandemic year and the lessons they found along the way.
Pre-pandemic, Pat Burns employed about 1,500 people at 7 grocery stores, 2 hotels, a restaurant, and a country club.
Well, it's been a hell of a year. Our grocery business went through the roof for a while there. At the same time, I had weddings and banquets and hotels completely shut down.
In the early part of the pandemic, Burns raced to try and stay up to date with new safety regulations. At the same time, he worked the phones to try and find staples like toilet paper that were suddenly impossible to keep on the shelves. Then, over the summer, a number of his Fresh Grocer and ShopRite stores were damaged following the racial reckoning over the police killing of George Floyd. Burns says everything culminated on August 5th, 2020, when he got a call that his Fresh Grocer store in Upper Darby had been flooded by Tropical Storm Isaias.
Food was just flowing out the front door. And I don't know what else can happen here. I said, we've had COVID. We've had civil unrest. We had a flood. And I'm just waiting for all the locusts to come out of the ground any moment now after 15 years of hibernation.
But Burns says his greatest challenge this last year is less flashy. It's been finding ways to keep his employees motivated and happy. Burns was able to avoid layoffs entirely. But many staff who stayed on didn't have much to do. Bartenders without drinks to make. Events planners without weddings on the schedule.
Some days when you want to just completely cry about everything, you have to push yourself over and stand up as a leader and pull people up and say, it's going to be okay. I'm here for you. I'll do whatever I have to do for you. The pandemic year, COVID year, taught me to be a better listener.
Before COVID, Angie Branca had about 15 employees at her buzzy South Philly restaurant, Sauté Compare.
We were actually looking forward to a fantastic 2020 year, to be honest.
You know what happened next. Branca had to lay off most of her staff and was forced out of her space by a rent increase in May. Losing her brick-and-mortar spot was terrible, Branca says, but it's had one surprising silver lining. She started to run into a lot more chefs at restaurant industry events, many of whom had also lost their jobs.
We never got to see each other. We know of each other. We talked to each other on the phone, but we never got to see each other. The pandemic actually allowed us to get out of our own kitchen.
These rendezvous led to an idea. What if Branca and her fellow chefs could lift each other out of the hole the pandemic had put them in? So she helped launch Compare Kitchen, a takeout business featuring the cuisine of a rotating cast of local chefs. That community is sharing challenges and successes.
I kind of think that it is better for us to come back as a collective group of chefs. You know, rising tide rises all ships. I don't know how to be more grateful than, you know, what this team has given me, actually.
At the beginning of last year, Felicia Harris-Williams was supposed to be taking a rare break from High Touch Enterprises, the events and marketing firm she founded.
Well, I had just had a baby on January 31st, and I had planned to be on maternity leave for 3 months.
By early March, event sponsors started canceling or postponing. Pretty soon, Harris-Williams was back at work, but she couldn't afford to keep any of her 10 employees.
Not only did my business lose a lot of money, but I had to lay off my entire staff. And that meant that all of the work fell on me as a new mom with a small baby at home.
Her husband is a trucker. At the beginning of the pandemic, he had to pick up long hauls to make ends meet. Harris Williams is normally the kind of person who is going, 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 always pushing herself to get one more client, join one more board. But home alone last spring, it all became too much.
I was in a deep, dark postpartum depression, not only because of the challenges I faced with my business, but also, you know, the toll that that took on me physically and emotionally trying to raise my daughter.
After a couple of months, Harris Williams started to recover. High Touch is not back to where it was, but it's getting by with virtual events. And Harris Williams says the experience taught her something. Sitting in her house with fewer events to prepare, fewer emails and meetings, she realized she was okay with not trying to do everything all the time.
Work-life balance, I think, has been put in the forefront for everyone because of this pandemic. I don't think too many people realized how much work was consuming their lives and they were putting family on the back burner.
Miles Bryan, WHYY News.